Thank you for coming this afternoon or this morning. Before we start, there were a lot of storms across Iowa last night, and I want to give our thanks and our thoughts to the emergency response teams that risked their lives to go out and take care of the business of rescuing people and helping people out. So I want to thank them. I also want to thank all of you for coming. This was not a difficult decision. This was a long campaign. We're now 5.5 months to go, and I just want to make something very clear. There is not a person that I'd rather have on my team running for Lieutenant Governor than Monica Vernon. You know, when we were looking for somebody to become Lieutenant Governor, it was very clear that there was just really one absolute qualification that that person had. And it is that that person needed to be governor. If anything should happen to me during the administration of my stewardship, and that meant somebody who could take the reins of government the moment she needed to, and that was the reason that Monica Vernon is the person that I want to be Lieutenant Governor of the state. Yeah. Now, and why is that? Well, Monica has a history and a background that is stellar. I first met Monica when I came to Cedar Rapids as a businessman, wanting to expand our business into a city that I thought was dynamic and ready for our kind of housing development. And then something happened that you don't need to be reminded of. The largest natural disaster in the history of the state swallowed Cedar Rapids and towns up and down the river. And I have to tell you, I don't care how many times I repeat this, but I went back to my hometown of Des Moines and talked about the leadership of Cedar Rapids, talked about the leadership of the community business community and of the neighborhoods in the city. And I saw for 2.5 years how this city was led out of the darkness of a devastated flood. And one of the people who led that charge was Monica Vernon. There were, of course, others, my colleagues in the House and Senate, other county officials, city officials, but there was one person that I saw at neighborhood meetings, at city council meetings, at planning meetings. When I went to the temporary city hall, Monica was always there. She understood her responsibility. And this is a woman who had her own business, the Vernon Research Group, that she's headed up for 26 years. A woman who got her master's in business administration from the University of Iowa. An entrepreneur who understood her job as a city council person, but also kept on being motivated to keep her business going. That kind of dual responsibility, that kind of commitment to her city and to her business really was pretty remarkable. What's more remarkable is that Inc. magazine had rated Iowa dead last in the number of women-owned businesses in the state. And so I picked a lieutenant governor that's going to be able to take that challenge and make Iowa not the dead last in women-owned businesses, but really a mecca for women and minorities to expand their thoughts, follow their dreams, and we will allow the growing businesses of small business in this state. That's really what we mean when we talk about we mean business. Iowa will be open for small business development once we become the governor and lieutenant governor of the state. I want to apologize to our staff. They prepared remarks for me. I haven't followed them all. And I don't think I'm going to start. So what I want to do is introduce to you one of the most capable women in government that we have in this state, a woman who understands what it means to go into the neighborhoods and the boardrooms, go to Washington to talk to our delegation, and defend and promote the necessary programs that will restore and rebuild this state. Ladies and gentlemen, the next Lieutenant Governor of the state of Iowa, Monica Vernon.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you. Well, I'm here today because I think that Iowans are looking for a change at the top.
Yes.
And like me, they want a fresh start. And that's really why I'm so honored, so pleased, and so excited to join the Jack Hatch for Governor team. I've gotten to know Jack over the last 5 or 6 years, and I've found him to be extremely competent. You know, somebody I can trust, and someone who puts the needs of all Iowans first. And that's why I think he's going to be a great governor. So how did we get to know each other? Well, this is where I depart from the notes, too. as a new city council member, sworn in just 6 months before the flood, we had some developers coming in, and Jack was one of them that presented on affordable housing. And I knew then, because of my work with the homeless in Cedar Rapids and with the need for affordable housing, that we were deficit in affordable housing. This is 6 months before the flood. And so I had met Jack just briefly then. And after the flood, he came around again. We didn't make a decision at that time on affordable housing. And so it was right after the flood, when other people wouldn't come to Cedar Rapids, when other developers were too worried about the risk, would this work? Could they rebuild in the flood zone? One guy came in and wasn't afraid of it, and that guy is Jack Hatch. And I think what Jack did is the best test of any friendship, and this is my test. Is that when you talk to someone, do they have vision? Are they somebody who does what they say they're going to do? And then do they long-term maintain what they said they would do? And in this case, Jack's done all of those. When you look at our affordable housing buildings that he built after the flood in Newbo, and you know the Adam and the Pennington, both of those, I remember saying to Jack, and I fought hard for him to come in, and for us to get the dollars together, for him to get his dollars together to get those things built. And they've become icons for our recovery. They really have. But I remember saying to Jack, all right, I didn't know him very well, all right, now I'm going out on a limb for you, all right? And you're saying these are going to be beautiful masonry buildings and that they're going to have clock towers and they're going to go along with our Czech village, you know, our Czech theme of our Newbo, and that they will be well built and they will be a source of pride for people who live there. They will be well maintained. Don't let me down, Jack. And guess what? Jack has never let me down. And the same thing then is he hasn't let down the people of Cedar Rapids. So as we've rebuilt, you could always look over there when you were in Newbo working on the Newbo City Market, or trying to get some infrastructure built there or redesigned, you could look over to the east and you could see the clock towers, and you knew that one of the very earliest promises in the rebuilding after the flood was made and kept. And I know that Jack can do this kind of economic development and redevelopment for cities all across Iowa, and I want to be part of that team. Let me just close by saying I'm pleased, I'm proud, I'm excited to be part of a team that I know can bring pride back to the top of governance in Iowa, competence back, trustworthiness. I think all of this is important. I think we've got to put the needs of all Iowans in front of those of just a few. So I am just so pleased and proud to be here today and join the team. Thank you, Jeff.
One of the things that I know people are wanting from this campaign is not to talk about the past, but to look toward the future. And we plan on talking about the future by identifying what I call the four securities: the security of education, environmental, economic, and energy security. Those are the themes of this campaign. When we talk about education security, we are talking about having every four-year-old have universal early childhood education. We're talking about every person who wants to go to college to have an affordable college education. And every adult who will need to be retrained because of the changing global economy, and teachers who will be valued. With economic security, I want to create good jobs and good paying jobs in small towns and in big city neighborhoods, not by trying to lure foreign corporations into the state where all the profits go not only out of state but out of this country. We want to be able to have a quality of life where our corporations participate in making sure that they pay good wages and the good profits stay here in Iowa. We also want to increase the agricultural production using best practices. In environmental security, I want to see kids to be able to go swim in the streams and lakes that they used to. I want to be able to create a climate and understand that we don't want to just worry about climate change this year, but what the climate will look like 30 years from now. And I want to be able to have all of Iowa, not just the farmers, but industry and individuals, to be the stewards of the land. This land is not just for rent. This land is all of ours to protect. And energy security. When Governor Branstad left office, we were dependent because 98% of the energy was imported to the state. Today, because of the vision of Governor Vilsack and Governor Culver and the response of the community colleges and the legislature, businesses came in. And today, Iowa is the second largest producer of wind energy in the country, and we now produce 25% of wind energy in this state. We want to expand that. We will be the leaders of this industry, not just wind energy, but solar energy, biodiesel, ethanol, cellulose, switchgrass. We will become the leader of alternative energy in this country, and we will show what ingenuity, dedication, education, and investment will do into an industry that all of America is claiming they want. Let Iowa be the independence of energy in this country. Thank you very much. We will be glad to meet our friends afterwards. Thank you.